Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Well, people aren't alone in their desire to change the places where water and land come together. Writer Mark Seth Linder spent some time watching one of nature's engineers at work.
The pond is still as polished stone, a duotone, tannic brown and gray and quiet. A quiet made of fine rain, slow churning of earthworm, purr of woodpecker on a dead tree across to the other shore. Hush of river rolling over the dam of cross sticks, which holds all this, this space, this wetted openness. Toward me now comes the engineer. Fast as a blur he comes, the V of his wake deep and sure, nose lifted just above the water. Thick fur, wet but warm, covers him, all but where he sees and breathes and hears, and the pad of his paw. He has no gills, no fins, no scales. When he dives, he holds his breath. Where water flows, he must stop it. Wherever it goes, he will find it. He is drawn by the sound and by the feel and perhaps even the scent. Now closer, as close to me as curiosity demands, till the flat of his tail waves goodbye and smooth as a silk scarf he disappears underwater. Taming of the liquid force is the life work of the American beaver. It is the product of both forethought and design and an agile mind. First, a survey must be made. Noting where the bank is high and the river narrow, he will begin there. He needs no protractor, no T-square. Lacking transit and plumb bob, he proceeds by rack of eye alone, yet what he builds endures. With saplings and small lumber, in a weave that seems random but is not, with mud, with stones, layer by layer the dam is raised until all water will be conquered. In the finishing of a pond, a beaver takes many trees. Teeth are his adze and axe, and he works in the round, carefully. His lodge later branches is the keep where his family shelters, and their safety is his purpose. High in the leafy tops, predators may lurk in the form of eagles. Low down, cougar and coyote may hide behind the trunks. To hold the standing woods at a distance is not unwise, in a beaver's nearsighted eyes. Among the beaver's works, trout and minnow swim, and great blue herons fish for them. Wood ducks in Kandinsky colors, kingfishers, querulous lovers, painted turtle, drifting ark, dragonflies hunting near dark, late returning red-shouldered hawk. All this is here from what the beaver clears. Much depends upon the engineer.
Mark Seth Linder writes a syndicated column called Salt Marsh Diary. To see some of his photographs, go to our website, loe.org. Well, just ahead, the time has come to find a home for abandoned wristwatches. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.